Devil's Food by Trophic, read by Myfic. The fandom Stargate Atlantis, the pairing John and Rodney. The ratings explicit. John doesn't ordinarily have much of a sweet tooth. He's more of a steak and potatoes kind of guy. But there's something about the cupcake sitting on Rodney's desk that's utterly irresistible. Don't even think about touching it, Rodney says without looking up from where he's typing on his computer. Touch what? John says, even though he can't drag his eyes away from it. It's huge, for one thing, and it looks like it came from a very expensive Earth bakery, however Rodney managed to finagle that. The icing is covered in curls of shaved chocolate, and at the very top is a single perfect raspberry. He wants it. He's not sure he's ever wanted a sweet this much in his life. Well, maybe that chocolate chip cookie Dave stole from him when he was 8. He's still a little mad about that. But not since then, for sure. I mean it, Rodney says, still not looking up. Take off your clothes and get on the bed. So it's going to be that kind of night. John feels his body heat and drags his gaze away from the cupcake. Maybe if he's really, really good, Rodney will share. He takes his clothes off, tossing them on Rodney's couch and chucking his boots on the floor beneath them. He saunters over and sits right in the middle of the bed. It gives him a good view of the cupcake. Rodney, the bastard, is still typing, like he doesn't feel the pull of either of the pleasures waiting for him. It's completely un-Rodney-like to delay gratification, so he must have a plan. John likes Rodney's plans. Well, normally he likes them. Right now he's not so sure because Rodney's still dressed and the cupcake is still sitting there, tempting him. He almost makes a lunge for it. Rodney's not fast enough to stop him and he's pretty sure he could get it down in 3 bites, maybe 4. But he wants Rodney and the cupcake and the only way to get both is to be patient. And maybe try a little temptation himself. He stretches out on the bed, arching his back a little and, when that doesn't make Rodney turn around, opening his legs. His cock is half hard already, so he gives it a little tug to perk it up and leans back, crossing his arms behind his head. "Can you do that a little more quietly?" Rodney says. "I'm trying to finish something here." "So much for temptation." John makes a face at the back of Rodney's head and sits up. "Damn it! Either Rodney's really working on something important, or he's developed a diabolical streak in the last 24 hours. It's time to start playing dirty." John shifts on the bed, not quietly, and reaches for his cock. If Rodney doesn't want to join the party, it's his loss. He starts with slow strokes, tugging the tip of his cock to get it back up to full hardness, then sliding his hand the full length of the shaft, going nice and slow, like he would if Rodney were watching. He thinks about the cupcake, the richness of the chocolate, the creaminess of the frosting, the sweetness of it all melting in his mouth. He can almost taste it, and his hand speeds up. He can't help imagining Rodney feeding and fucking him at the same time, nice and deep, until he overloads on pleasure. He's almost to the point of deciding he should just go for it and get himself off when Rodney spins around on his chair. "I don't remember telling you to do that," he says. John lifts an eyebrow at him and smirks. "You didn't tell me not to." "True enough," Rodney concedes, and for a moment John thinks he's going to turn around and go back to work, but instead he closes his computer and gets to his feet. "But I'm telling you now, no touching the cupcake. No touching yourself." John rolls his eyes a little as he lets go of his cock. It's not that he doesn't like this game. It's just that Rodney doesn't need to know exactly how much he likes it. "Turn over," Rodney says. "Ass in the air." John feels his pulse pick up. So they're just going to get right to it, no preamble. He wonders if the cupcake is for later, but he gets up on his hands and knees. Rodney is stripping out of his clothes, and John can't help watching, even though he's not doing anything to make a show out of it. It's Rodney getting naked. That's enough of a show in itself. When his clothes are off and in a haphazard pile on the floor, Rodney opens his bedside drawer and takes something out. His king-sized bottle of lube, of course, and then something else. Something black and shiny and bulbous. A butt plug, and John knows exactly where it's going. So Rodney's not going to fuck him, at least not right away. John doesn't know whether he's disappointed or just eager to see what Rodney's going to do next. The plug looks kind of big when Rodney brings it over, but John doesn't protest, not even when Rodney lubes it up and presses it against his asshole without any kind of prep. The thing is tapered, so it slides in pretty easily, and it only hurts when it gets to the wide part. John concentrates on his breathing as Rodney pauses, the plug halfway in where John can feel it the most. And then Rodney takes pity on him and pops it all the way in, and John's breathing hard for an entirely different reason. "There," Rodney says, "that should do nicely. Now, let's see, on your knees on the floor, I think." That doesn't sound like quite as much fun, but the plug is working for him, so he gets down onto the floor. Rodney, meanwhile, has gotten up and disappeared into the bathroom, and when he comes out, he's drying his hands on a towel. A moment later, John sees why, because he's picked up the cupcake off the desk and is carrying it over to the bed. John's mouth waters in anticipation. He wonders if Rodney's going to feed him like this, passing him titbits as he kneels on the floor. But Rodney just sits down on the edge of the bed and spreads his knees. "Suck me," Rodney says, holding up the cupcake. "If you get me off before I finish this, you can have whatever's left." "Hey," John says, because he's seen how fast Rodney can eat. "That's not fair." Rodney raises his eyebrows and then takes a bite, his teeth sinking into the creamy frosting. "It's only unfair if you're slow," he says around his mouthful. "I suggest you get started because the thing is, far too delicious to eat slowly." Without another word, John dives for his cock. Rodney's mostly hard already, probably from the damn cupcake, so John doesn't bother to go slow. He looks all the way around the head like it's an ice cream cone, then sucks the whole thing in and goes for it. He has his hands braced on Rodney's thighs, and he knows what Rodney likes, how much pressure and where, and when to add a little flick of his tongue. Rodney groans above him, and he can't help looking up. Rodney has his head tipped back and he's chewing slowly, more than half the cupcake still in his hand. So there's plenty of time, and if John's good enough, he can make himself even more if he can make Rodney forget to eat. John can feel the plug in his ass as he works. It almost makes him want to lose his chance at the cupcake, because if he succeeds at sucking Rodney off, he's not going to get fucked tonight. But no, damn it. He wants his share of that rich chocolatey goodness. He can get Rodney to fuck him in the morning. He glances up again, his mouth around the head of Rodney's cock, just in time to see Rodney pick the raspberry out of the frosting, hold it between two fingers, and then suck it off slowly. John feels something twinge inside him, something between arousal and disappointment, and he tongues the underside of Rodney's cock, just to see the smug smile on Rodney's face go slack for a moment. There's still cupcake left. He can get a bite or two anyway. He slides down over Rodney's cock, taking it as deep as he can. So deep he gags a little, but he doesn't let that stop him. He cradles Rodney's balls with one hand, slipping a finger behind, and he hears Rodney gasp and sputter around what sounds like another mouthful of cake. "Take that, Rodney McKay." John sucks hard as he pulls up again, stroking his finger behind Rodney's balls, and he's rewarded by a jerk of Rodney's cock. Oh yeah, he's got Rodney's number. He goes down again, faster this time, setting up a tight, slick rhythm, pumping back and forth while Rodney starts to make desperate, cake-muffled noises. John's good. He's got it. He's totally there. And then he really is, because his salty, bitter reward is flooding his mouth, and he did it. He just beat Rodney at his own game. John pulls off smugly, wiping his mouth with one hand, and looks up, to find Rodney sucking the last bit of frosting off his fingers. "Wow," Rodney says, "that was amazing. Did you know chocolate tastes even better in the middle of an orgasm? Someone should do a study on that. You fucker, John says, slowly getting up off his creaky knees. He can't believe Roddy didn't even save him a crumb. I think that was the best cupcake I've ever had, Rodney goes on, like he didn't even hear that. You really should have had some. Yeah, John says, I should have. Now, no pouting, Rodney says. I mean, it's not like you could have eaten it anyway. Your mouth was otherwise occupied. Rodney, John starts, but Rodney interrupts him. None of that, Rodney says briskly, getting to his feet. And by the way, you probably want to be on the bed. John crosses his arms over his chest. He still can't believe Rodney ate the whole cupcake.
Why?
Suit yourself, Rodney says, and reaches for a small square object on his desk. John gasps and staggers as the plug inside him starts to vibrate. What the? Remote control, Rodney says happily, brandishing it. Now I really think you'd be happier on the bed. John stumbles and finds the mattress, unable to think about anything but the buzzing in his ass as he sinks down onto Rodney's comforter. Fuck. Thought you'd enjoy that, Rodney says smugly. Enjoy isn't the right word. John feels like he's been turned on like a light bulb, like Rodney knows his deepest secret and he doesn't even mind. He doesn't even care about the cupcake right now. He just wants to come. He reaches for his cock, only to feel Rodney's hand on his wrist, pulling it away. I thought I told you, Rodney says. No touching. Jesus, John says, as the vibration drums through him. His cock is ramrod stiff right now. He thinks he's going to explode if Rodney doesn't touch him, but Rodney's not making any move to get down on his knees. Rodney's strolling back over to his desk and opening a drawer and pulling out another cupcake. John just stares at it, too distracted by the onslaught in his ass to even want it. Rodney, he whines. He needs to be sucked, or touched, or to fuck something, even if it's only the mattress. He can't come without direct stimulation. Rodney knows that. Rodney holds up his hand as he sits down on the bed next to John's hip. You, he says, really need to learn some patience. And without preamble, he sticks his finger into the frosting, scoops up a dollop, and touches it to John's lips. John opens his mouth instinctively, and Rodney slips his finger inside. John's cock jerks as the creamy sweetness hits his tongue, and before he knows it, he's sucked Rodney's finger clean. More, Rodney says, and apparently John's priorities are really confused tonight, because he can't stop himself from nodding. He gets a morsel of cake next, then a bit of cake with a dab of frosting. It tastes, astonishingly enough, even better than it looked, and he can't help sucking Rodney's finger clean each time, chasing every dab of sugar. His cock bounces, stiff and untouched and desperate, but the buzz in his ass combines with the sugar rush in his head, and all he can do is open his mouth for more. The cake gets more sinfully sweet with each mouthful. John's in a haze of pleasure and need when Rodney reaches for the remote again and the buzz in his ass changes to something slower and deeper.
Please,
John hears his voice say. He just needs to be touched, just once, because he's pretty sure that's all it would take.
Rodney, just...
You'd better come soon, Rodney says. You're almost out of cupcake. John groans.
I can't, he says. You know I can't.
Oh, I don't think we've categorically determined that, Rodney says. There's no point in drawing conclusions without sufficient experimentation.
Bastard,
John mutters, but Rodney's fingers are against his lips again, and he can't help opening. It's the biggest piece Rodney's given him yet, and Rodney's fingers linger, inviting him to suck. The throb in his ass changes one more time to a faster, stronger pulse, and John has to close his eyes and tongue Rodney's fingers as they pull out again. He wants more cake, more buzz, more Rodney. He wants everything and he wants it right now, but he stays exactly where he is, sprawled on the bed with his eyes closed. He's giving himself up. He'll take whatever Rodney chooses to do to him. And what Rodney chooses to do is pop one more morsel into his mouth. sticky and sweet, but with an unexpected texture that he recognises as the raspberry only when he bites down. The tartness floods his mouth, balancing the sweet, and when Rodney's fingers pull out, they're replaced by Rodney's mouth, pressing against John's. "Fuck," John says, against Rodney's open lips, and the chocolate and the raspberry and press of Rodney's eager tongue meld with the vibration in his ass and coalesce into a heat that spreads straight to his untouched cock, and in the next moment, he's coming so hard and sweet that his whole body shakes. "Jesus," he says, when Rodney finally lets his mouth go. "That was amazing, right?" Rodney says, reaching for the remote and mercifully turning the vibrator off. "I mean, seriously, chocolate versus sex is a perfectly ridiculous argument when you can obviously have both at once." John lifts his head, confused. "Were we arguing?" "No," Rodney says. "Actually, that conversation was with Zelenka. The thing we were arguing about was whether you can come without touching your cock, which, I have to say, I have now conclusively proven." "No shit," John says, and he eases the plug out of his ass before flopping back down on the bed. He can't believe Rodney did that to him to win an argument he didn't even know they were still having. But apparently that's the kind of thing you sign up for when you decide to be with Rodney McKay. "Oh," Rodney says, "and you still have one bite left." He picks up the bit of cake from the crumb-strewn comforter. "Or rather, you did." He pops it into his own mouth.
"You don't mind, do you?"
John's so sated he doesn't feel the need to protest.
"That's okay," he mutters sleepily. "You can have my cupcake any time you want."
The end. You can find more works by Trophic on the archive of our own.